Today we'll be doing Sifhei. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Tsoa b'fi tabas, if there's feces in the rectum, afilu hi mechusa, even if it's covered, asur likros ledivrei hakol. Everyone agrees that you're not permitted to recite Shema, afilu ina niris kishahu omed veniris kishahu yoshev, even if the feces is only visible while you're sitting. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Tezayin tells us b'fi tabas, mi sheyesh lo choli hatchorim v'zav mimenu dam tamid. If let's say a person has hemorrhoids and it's constantly bleeding from his rectum, v'agav hadam yotze mimenu lecha srucha meupeshes v'yesh, and as a result of the blood that's flowing, there's also some lecha srucha, some putrid liquid that comes out that has a pungent smell. He is forbidden to say any dvarim shebekdusha as long as that liquid is flowing out. If there is no pungent smell, then the blood or the moisture is being pushed out non-consecutively from the intestines. V'yeshlo takana berechitzas mekom hazuama. All he has to do is wash out the rectum. V'yim shoseis v'yore tadir me'atzma. If there's a constant flow of blood from the rectum, az havi mipia tabas ve'in sarach takana. That's coming from the rectum and doesn't need to be fixed because it's not feces. Asur likros uvidiyavad imkara kriyas shema chozer v'kore. If you read shema without wiping the feces out from the rectum, you have to say it again. Achl inin tefilot sarachinim yachzor v'yispalo kin kasav achai adam. Avol harbi achronu kasu shetz. Although the Chai Adam is mesupak about whether you have to repeat Shemona Esrei, most Achronim assume that you do, in fact, have to repeat it. L'divrei HaKol wrote Salomar, afilu l'divrei HaMater b'Sif Dalet b'Tzoa al-Besara u'Mechusa, even according to those in Sif Dalet who permit a case where there's feces on the flesh where it's covered to say Shema, Shaini Hacha divim koma nefesh zu'a matfei. When the feces is in its initial location, then it's even more disgusting, and therefore, even if it's covered, it will be problematic. Al-Kain, yesh lo la'adam l'his so revelos tamicha yehinaki pia tabashlo ulrachto bemayim oberok kedeshlo yishar shama filumashu mitsoa. Therefore the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Shulchan the Chai Adam that a person has to constantly check himself in order to make sure that he's clean before davening. Kishu yoshev avalim ina nirisa filu kishu yoshev mutter shlo nina tor lamalach yashar. So if he can't even see the feces when he's sitting, then he doesn't have to check again because we're not malachim, we're not, you know, we can't, if you don't see it, then the assumption is that it's not there. We'll stop here for now and we'll pick up a sivav tomorrow.